Krishna presents Krishna Stories for Children, a program that recounts the exciting tales of Krishna's pastimes with his family and friends, brought to you in the simplest way, suitable for our younger listeners and older ones too. We hope you will find these stories both delightful and charming, and they will also help start you on the spiritual path. Today's story from the Krishna book is entitled Kaliya, King of the Serpents. On a faraway island lived the great snake Kaliya, King of the Serpents. A splendid jewel glowed on each of his hoods. Kaliya was strong and possessed large amounts of poison, thus he was very proud. On nights when the moon was half full, the snakes of the island made offerings of food to the great eagle Garuda, who is the mighty bird carrier of Lord Vishnu. But Kaliya grew envious and thought to himself,
"Why should that bird get all those delicious offerings? I think I shall eat them all myself."
Garuda was very fond of these gifts of food. When he learned that Kaliya was stealing them, he flew to the island to challenge the great serpent. Garuda struck the huge creature with his shining wings. Kaliya fought with his many hoods and sharp, poisoned teeth. The fight was tremendous and went on for a long, long time, the bird and the snake battling for their very lives. But in the end, the mighty eagle Garuda was too powerful. Kaliya was defeated and fled for his life. Kaliya made his new home in the sacred river Jamuna, near the town of Vrindavan. There he found a deep pool, large enough for himself, his wives, and children. But his poison was so strong that the area all around gradually became deadly. The flowers, trees, and grass withered. Any living creature who drank the water died at once. Poisonous mist rose from the river, and birds flying through them fell lifeless into the water below. Thus, the beautiful Jamuna became a place of doom, till one day... Krishna, Lord of all creation, with his friends to the forest. He was the master of all mystics, yet he played like an ordinary boy, tending the cows and running through the soft grass with his friends. The cowherd boys played their flutes, sang, danced, and wrestled with one another in the shade of tall flowering trees.
"Come, my friends, we have been working so hard all morning with the cows. Let us drink at the river Jamuna. Her waters are always so fresh and clear, and they will refresh us."
The boys and calves were thirsty and began to drink the water of the river Jamuna. Suddenly, they fell to the ground poisoned, for Kaliya's venom acted quickly. The whole river had become a great reservoir of poison, and all the boys were killed. Seeing his friends lying there dead, Krishna cast his glance over them. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and can do anything he desires. In an instant, the boys and calves came back to life and looked at one another with great surprise.
How is it possible? Kolya's poison was so powerful, and yet we are saved. This must be the mystic power of our friend Krishna.
Krishna knew that Kolya had been polluting the waters of the river Jamuna. Now he had seen his own dear friend poisoned. Krishna thought to himself,
I came to the earth to protect my devotees, and I am going to do just that. Do not worry, my friends. I shall defeat the demon Kolya.
Then he climbed swiftly to the top of a big kadamba tree, tightened his belt, flapped his arms like a wrestler, and dove into the water. Flash, Krishna swam about like a playful elephant and made a great noise that disturbed the serpent Kolya.
Someone has invaded our home.
And Kolya went out to fight. He came before Krishna and saw that he was a beautiful little boy. Krishna's smile was sweet, and his features pleasing. But Kolya felt great anger in his heart. He grabbed Krishna with his mighty koya. The cowherd boys and calves saw Krishna bound up by the serpent's coils, and they wept.
Can Krishna still be alive? Surely the terrible serpent will harm him.
Signs of great danger appeared everywhere. The earth trembled, and meteors fell from the sky. At that moment, Krishna's father, Nanda Maharaj, and the other cowherd men grew very worried, for they loved Krishna very, very much.
Today, something terrible may happen to our Krishna.
There was grief on every face in the village. The people of Vrindavan did not know how great Krishna's powers really were. To them, he was simply their dear child. Everyone went out to look for Krishna. Where had he gone? The children, the young men, the old men, the women, even the animals, all took part in the search. Krishna's footprints left marks in the soft earth. A flag, a bow, a conch shell. The prince led the villagers to the bank of the Jamuna. There they found the cowherd boys and calves weeping.
Krishna is bound up in the serpent's coils.
One thought was in everyone's mind. It was in the minds of the boys and girls and their mothers and fathers. It was in the minds of the cows and calves and all other creatures there.
Without Krishna, we cannot live.
Krishna's mother, Yashoda, arrived. Seeing her small son a prisoner of the terrible serpent, she ran to the river and tried to go to him, but her friends held her back. All she could do was remain very still, seeing only her child's beautiful face. For 2 hours, Krishna remained like a helpless child, bound up in the coils of the terrible serpent. Then he saw his parents and friends at the point of death, out of fear for him. Thus he decided to break free. Krishna made himself so big that the serpent could no longer hold him. Kolya felt a great strain. His coils slackened, and Krishna slipped from his grasp. In great anger, Kolya spread his many hoods. He blew poison fumes from his nostrils. His eyes blazed with fury, and flames shot from his mouth. The great serpent remained still for some time, looking at Krishna and licking his lips. Then Krishna pounced on Kaliya. The serpent tried to bite him, but Krishna jumped away. Around and around and around they moved in a circle. Soon Kaliya grew tired and weak. At once Krishna jumped up and danced to and fro on his hood. He dashed Kaliya with his lotus feet, and this was more than the serpent could bear. Kaliya struggled for his very life, throwing up poison and breathing fire. Kaliya tried raising one of his hoods, but Krishna at once defeated him by kicking him on the hood and dancing out. The great serpent seemed to be worshipping Krishna, for the poison pouring from his mouth looked like offerings of flowers. Finally, Kaliya understood that Krishna was the supreme master of everything, and at last surrendered. Krishna had defeated their husband. In haste, they came before Krishna and said with folded hands,
"O merciful Lord Krishna, our husband must have been very wicked in his past life to have been born as an angry serpent. Now you have danced on his hoods and freed him from his sinful past deeds. Thus he has achieved a great blessing by your kindness."
Sadly, the wise continued,
"This poor serpent is about to give up his life. If he perishes, we shall be in great distress. He offended you out of ignorance. We pray that you forgive him this time."
The wise then worshipped Krishna with fragrant flowers, sandalwood, and fruit. Kaliya had lost consciousness from the blows of Krishna's lotus feet. Now at last he woke up and humbly prayed.
"My dear Lord, I was born a serpent, and thus I am very angry and envious. Without your help, I could not possibly give up my bad nature. Kindly forgive me and punish me or save me as you desire."
"My dear Kaliya, I have given you much pain, but please do not be unhappy with me. My duty is to protect the people and cows of Vrindavan. To do this, I must ask you to leave this place. I know you came here out of fear of Garuda, but now he will see the marks of my feet on your hood and will not disturb you. However, you must immediately leave here and go to the ocean. You may take with you all your wives and children and possessions, but never poison this place again. Let the waters of the Jamuna remain pure and sweet so that my cows and cowherd boys can drink here."
When Krishna finally came out of the Jamuna River, he looked more beautiful than ever. Gazing upon him, the people of Vrindavan felt as though they had recovered their very life. They embraced him with great affection, and Mother Yashoda shed tears of happiness. Soon trees and flowers on the banks of the Jamuna blossomed. The grass turned sweet and green. The water in the river became a most remarkable clear blue, and fish swam freely. The pure, clean atmosphere of Vrindavan returned, setting the scene for more of Krishna's adventures. Adventures so extraordinary that they are worth telling another time in another program. listening to Krishna Stories for Children, compiled and produced by Radio Krishna to help bring a touch of the excitement, fun, and pleasure that is there in spiritual life, even for children. Krishna is the most charming person, and just by hearing about his delightful activities, everyone, both young and old, is entranced. We hope you enjoyed this presentation, and that you will tune in again for our next in the series, Krishna Stories for Children.